All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Very good. This is the Wednesday, May 31st, meeting at the Parkland City Council. I'd like to start off today. I'm sorry, call the roll, please.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. Obviously, our community has been subjected to a horrific crime this last week. I think it would be appropriate if we could start today's City Council meeting with a moment of silence to recognize those who were impacted by this horrific situation. Rick, Talishan, and Micah, in particular, the two young women who were subjected to hateful and bigoted language, who were terrorized on a MAX train in our community last Friday. I want to acknowledge that two of the three individuals, Rick and Talishan, they stood up for the right thing and they paid with their lives. And Micah, who is, we are so thankful now, out of the hospital and he's healing. The two young women who are really struggling and need the support and the love of this community. To their families for giving us such incredible people that we and future generations of people in this great community can look back on and be inspired by their principled stand that they took and the courage and the bravery that they demonstrated, and to our whole community, which is working so hard to come together and struggling to come to grips with this situation. There are definitely better days ahead for all of us. I'd like to take, if I could, a moment of silence so we could all reflect on this situation. Thank you. And I just want to add, I know there are a number of employees at the Bureau of Development Services who are watching this. Rick Best, one of the victims of Friday night's event, was a highly valued member of the Portland community. He was an employee of the Bureau of Development Services, and I know there are people in that bureau who are struggling. And Commissioner Udaly, I want to thank you for spending time with them and helping them during this healing process. So thank you all.